When Mavar yesterday, the whole downfall of Yerovam ben Nevat. And the truth is that the Gemara is very much mashma like that, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about what the word Yerovam implies. And the Gemara says, Yerovam she'osa meriva ba'om. He made a meriva. He made a fight with the people. So Rashi here on the spot, Rashi says, Heivom elu beelu. Uboli de machlekes. It's a little strange to understand this Chazal, because we don't find that Yerovam ben Nevat was involved in trying to create civil war. He wasn't trying to get people to fight with each other. So why do Chazal say that also Meriva Ba'om? He made like his name. His name implies that he made a meriva with the people. So you could say, based on what we said, Rabbi Yankov Zatzal used to say, that there's only one thing that unifies us, and that's the mitzvahs. That's what unifies Am Yisrael, the mitzvahs. The fact that we share mitzvahs. I always point out, if you think about it, you'll realize how true it is. I always point out, look at how much Klal Yisrael have in common. Think about it for a moment. How much Klal Yisrael have in common? Okay? Everybody's busy thinking about how we're different. Right? You take a guy, Asat Mechusit, from Williamsburg, with a flat biber hat. When we were kids, we used to call it the flying saucers. It's flat, flat, big hats. It's Asat Mechusit. And then take a guy, Mizrahi should be Mizrahi with a little, what we call the Coca-Cola cap, Yamaklach. On top he has a little decoration. So you go, these two guys, they're so different. He's a Sat Mechusit, with the Ganser with the whole 9 yards, and this guy has no yards b'chla. He's sitting with a little, you could barely see his yarmulke. If you're on top of a tree looking down, you see there's like a little something on top of the Ganser afro. But now I want to tell you like this. Stop for a second. And now let's go to the otherwise. Let's think what these two people have in common. Shabbos. Kashrus. Yom Tov. Tefillin. Tzitzis, Shachis, Minche, Ma'ariv. What don't they have in common? They mamish have everything in common except for minor details, except for the Purim outfit. He's dressed up like this, he's dressed up like this. It's like on Purim. One guy's dressed up like Haman, the other guy's dressed up like Mordechai. Such a big difference. They're both the same. They're wearing a different costume. This guy's a yeshushi guy with his fat pants. And the other guy is a Harry. I'm going to Dava Chakras. How different are they, these two people? How different are they? They're mamish the same. He talks like this. He has a shprach. They're the same. In 99% of the things about their lives are the same. The rest of the world is very different than both of them. The rest of the world thinks they're both crazy. Why, you only eat kosher? You don't work on Shabbat. You don't put a light on the Shabbat. You're crazy. We used to have a goyish neighbor when I was growing up. If you told him you had to call him in to do a malach on Shabbos, he would like, come on, guys. You can't put the light on? Oh, come on, I'm not going to tell anybody. Just go like that. Even with a lump. Yes, you know. Yeah. Klal Yisrael and mamish like one. We're mamish the same. So this guy has a kosher phone. The other guy has an Android. He has an iPhone. Shine. It's all okay, right, Sheffy? It's all okay. People shouldn't go so crazy about the phones. It's all okay. We're so similar. Nebuch, Rachman al-Tzlan, we make machlekes over stupidities. We machlekes. You look like this, I look like that. Chilik. I go, oh, you go, oh. He goes, oh, I go, oh, hey. He goes, hey, who cares? We're all the same. So Biankev said, if you focus on Torah mitzvahs, we're mamish one. We're mamish one. So that's the way he learned Pshat and Yeravim. Because Yeravim took us away from the Torah, automatically, also Meriva Ba'am. He made us into fighting each other. Because once he took us away from the Torah, which unifies us, Mamela, now we can focus on all the stupidities. Now we can focus on all the stupidities. And that's the beer. That's one pshat. I want to tell you another pshat based on what we started saying yesterday. What does the next pasuk say? Achia Shiloni tells Yeravam ben Nevat, Umolachto b'chol asher tav v'nafshecha. You'll be a king in all of whatever you want, all of your desires. Chol asher tav v'nafshecha. Very strange pasuk. You're talking about Achia Shiloni, the Novi, telling Yeravam ben Nevat, you'll be a king. You'll be a king in all your desires? Sounds like you'll be able to have whatever you want. That's the way a Navi talks to a Jewish king. His Talmud. You'll be malach b'chol asher tav v'nafshecha. Hit the road and get whatever you like. That's not the way we work. That's what Achia Shiloni tells Yeravam ben Nevat. So many of the Achronim ask this kasha. Even the Heintike, Rabbi Yitzchak Sorotzkin in his Sefer Malachim ask the same kasha. So he wants to learn. When it says malach tebachal shetav nafshecha means you'll be able to be a king on whatever you want. Meaning, just like Shlomo, malach al yoinim, malach al techtoinim, even the shadim were under Shlomo's ruling. So Achia Shiloni told him, if you play your cards right, you'll be a king over everything. But the simple pashat doesn't sound like that. Malach tebachal shetav nafshecha. Sounds like you'll have all your taivas. Whatever you want, you'll have b'chal shetav nafshecha. So I'll tell you a hezber that I once said based on a Mekorei Kodesh. And this mamish ties into everything that we were learning about Yeravam ben Nevat. And now we'll also understand why his name was Yeravam. I'll explain to you what Gaiva is. We know that Yeravam ben Nevat, his main key thing that Chazal say was about Gaiva. How does that fit to what we discussed yesterday? Right? What's about gaiva? We know gaiva is a terrible thing. Terrible midah. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ma'oid, ma'oid, hevei shval ruach. You should be very, very humble. Could have just said, hevei shval ruach, be humble. It doesn't just say, be humble. It says, Ma'oid, ma'oid, hevei shval ruach. So the Rishonim explain that gaiva is something you have to run to the hills. Other midahs, you know, you take it down the middle road. Comes to gaiva, you got to run. So what does gaiva mean? What does gaiva mean? So I'm going to tell you now the two main points of gaiva. What makes somebody into a baal gaiva, a real baal gaiva? Ananav doesn't mean a person walks around like he doesn't know. He doesn't know what hit him. That's a tippish. A person is supposed to have shtickle shtolz. He's a Malchus Kohenim with a chosen nation. You walk around like a Shlobel. Be proud of who you are. You're supposed to walk around like a Shlobel. So what makes somebody a Baal Gaiva? There are two main characteristics that make somebody a Baal Gaiva. Two main things. When Rachel Imenu gave the Simonim to Leah, you know, she gave the Simonim to her sister. Yankov Avinu gave his sister Simonim, and she went ahead and she took those Simonim that Yankov Avinu gave her, and she gave it over to Leah. Now, if you were describing that midah, what Rachel did, what would you say? Selfless, chesed, stalker. She gave her sister a Simonim. That's not a joke. She gave her sister her chosen. not too many kallahs are ready to give the chosen to somebody else. Maybe a year later, maybe. But not by the chasana. No kallah is giving away a chosen by the chasana. Yeah? What's going on? So what does the Torah call it? Mitoich tsnius. Shahoisa b'rochel. Rochel had tsnius. Tsnius? What does it have to do with tsnius? So the Medrash explains, anova of tsnius. It's anova. Anova? What's anova? What does it have to do with gaiva? Has nothing to do with gaiva. So I want to tell you like this. There are two nekudas to gaiva. What make you to be the real Baal Gaiva that the Torah despises? One is Beferish in the Pasuk. Beferish. There's a law of not to be a Baal Gaiva. Hishomer. You should be careful. There's a law of not to be a Baal Gaiva. It's not just Tam. What does the Torah say Baal Gaiva is? Koichi v'oitzim yodi. Which means it's all mine. Prat number one of a Baal Gaiva is not acknowledging that everything comes from Hashem. It's my brains, it's my money, it's my strength, it's mine, it's me. It's me. There's nothing wrong with somebody saying, Hashem blessed me with a lot of money. That's not a Baal Gaiva. Hashem blessed me with a lot of chokhmah. Shlomo HaMelech could have said, Hashem blessed me to be the chokhom mo'oid asha'a p'nei adom. No problem, that's not a Baal Gaiva. That's reality. The reality is that Shlomo HaMelech was a chokhom mo'oid asha'a p'nei adom. Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote, according to Chazal, Lo'ikom b'Yisrael, no vikim Moshe. I'll tell you something else. It's ironic. Moshe wrote, Ha'ish Moshe, Onov Moed. Moshe wrote, I'm very humble. What would you guys say about that? Binyamin, I'm a very humble guy. I'm so humble. I'm the humblest guy, man. So stop talking about how humble you are. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Ha'ish Moshe, Onov Moed, because I'm a Adam. If somebody acknowledges that everything comes from Hashem, and they say, that I realize that, I recognize that, that's not gaiva. Somebody says, you know, I recognize I have a good head. Hashem blessed me with a good head. No problem. Hashem blessed me with unbelievable basketball talents. Kivaldik? No problem. Does anybody have basketball? No, nobody has basketball talents anyway. But imagine if yes. Hashem blessed me. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Fakat. It means you're attributing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not gaiva. That's number one. So that's the gaiva that's mamish of a deserve of gaiva. That's the worst gaiva. The worst gaiva is when somebody says, it's mine. And that's not, I'm not telling you this chiddush. V'rom levavecho v'shachach das Hashem lekecho. V'omar to koichi v'yitzim yodi yosol yisachai lasu. That's gaiva. Number one. So if you know that you're a somebody, that's very good. You should think you're a nobody. Hillel, the biggest onov of all time, in the time of Chazal, said, Bishvili nivro olam. Chai vadon loyma, Bishvili nivro olam. The world was created for me. That's pretty stark array. The world was created for me. But if you know it comes from Hashem, that's not gaiva. That's number one. But then, there's a higher level that a person should reach of anivus. And that is that even after you realize that Hashem gave it to you, Baruch Hashem, I think all of us here in this room know that. That whatever talents we have, whatever possessions we have, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch. Then there's another nakuda. Why did Hashem give me these possessions? So if you look at it like, you know what? Hashem decided that I'm the one that should have this. That's also a reich shel gaiva. It's not the avodah zarah of gaiva. It's not the gaiva that's chas v'sholom Shachachtas Hashem lekecha, that your mom is like Avodah Zorah. Hashem says about a guy, I can't be with him in one world. According to what I explained to you, it's very good. Because the guy, the Baal Gaiva, denies Hashem. Says it's me. Right? This guy's not so bad. But that's not real anivus. Real anivus is when you say, Hashem gave me talent, so I should be able to give somebody else. Hashem gave me money, possessions, I should be able to help somebody else. It's not for me. That's the next madrega. Madrega number one comes from Hashem. That's olive base. Everything I have comes from Hashem. Madrega number two, I was given those koiches in order to give out, to give to others. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? The beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Bishvilchem Hashem nedaber elai. Moshe knew that he was the biggest Navi. Moshe knew that nobody existed and nobody will exist after him that will be able to talk to Hashem mamish, like I'm talking to you now. Moshe knew he was the only one. But Moshe didn't look at it like it's his maila. He looked at it, Hashem did it bishvilchem, for Klal Yisrael. Moshe could have gone, oh, Hashem likes me. Hashem's doing it for me. That wouldn't have been Ha'ish Moshe on of Moed. Ha'ish Moshe on of Moed mikol adam ha'shapnei adama. It's because Moshe acknowledged that whatever Hashem gave him was all he should give up. It's not Hashem decided that he deserves it. Hashem decided to give him for others. So I want to tell you a chassidish about. That could be mamash how you read it in the pasuk. Ha'ish Moshe on of Moed. Moshe's anivus was so great. Mikol adam ha'shapnei adama. Because he looked at it, that everything he has is for kol adam ha'shapnei adam. It's not my own. It's not Hashem gave it for me. Hashem gave it for kol adam ha'shapnei adam. Hashem gave me things to give out to the world. It's not my own things. That's the highest level. Yeravam ben Nevat was given a gift. Hashem gave him tremendous talent. Hashem gave him insight. Hashem gave him gvura. Like we discussed yesterday. But now he had a choice. What's he going to do? Is he going to look at it like it's for him? Or is he going to go and share it and realize it's for others? He decided, he made a decision that he's going to go be more than Shlomo HaMelech. He's going to be Mevaza Shlomo HaMelech. And he's going to use it all for himself. Achia Shiloini, his Rebbe, knew that this is dangerous. So he told him like this. This is where I want to tell you what melech is. U'molachta b'cho asher tava nafshecha. The Mekorei Kodesh does a great pshat. There's two ways to look at ruling. Okay? The way we're reading the psukim, u'molachta b'cho asher tava nafshecha. You'll be able to have whatever you want. I'm the boss. Right? So if a guy wakes up in the morning, and he has $150,000 right now in the bank available that he could spend today. And he has a choice. He could either take the $150,000 and go to the local Rolls-Royce dealer and get himself an Antioch covered silver cloud. Or he could take the $150,000 and give it to Tztoka and be mefaanus, help his family and help his koivim and help his mishpach and help the Ani Yucha. Right? So we look at it like, wow. The guy mamish could do. He woke up in the morning, he has 150 grand he could spend today. He went straight, drove to the Rolls Royce dealer, right? With his faklapta BMW because he wanted to get an upgrade. And now he got himself a silver cloud. Anani Akovit. Wow, he's a ruler. He got it, he conquered the car. He's ruling over it. But the MS is that it's not true. He's a slave to the Rolls Royce. He doesn't own the Rolls Royce. It's like when I was growing up, sometimes you went into the most impoverished communities. You know, you go to Manhattan in the high numbers. You have chevra unemployed on drugs. You know, different types of backgrounds. These chevra had, then it was like 1975, 1976. they had those long Cadillacs. Remember those long Cadillacs? You don't remember them, but they existed. Those Cadillacs, I'm talking about the Cadillacs that were 30 feet long, come on. They look like 30 feet long. Right? You wondered, all of these chevra, you have these chevra, you know, Hispanics, blacks, whites, doesn't make them drug addicts. They have no money. They're driving around with this, with the maluche. Wow! The truth is, what they do, they kill themselves to get that car. So I want to ask you a question. Who is ruling? Are they ruling over the car, or the car's ruling over them? And I'll give the answer. I don't have to wait for the answer. They're a slave to the car, Nebuch. They kill themselves for the car, for a piece of metal. It's a slave. The car is ruling over them. If you have a guy that weighs 450 pounds, yeah, he has to lose weight. And a piece of milky chocolate cream pie comes out with the whipped cream, with the chocolate, with the hot chocolate fudge on top, three different layers, custard, kol minei dvorim. And he knows that he's got to lose 300 pounds. He knows his blood pressure is 500, his heart rate is 230. He knows he's a walking time bomb. He's got to lose weight. And he sits there and he goes, I'm going to take it. And he chops a nice piece. So you could say, wow, he's ruling over that. Look at that. He's what do you call it? What's the yeshivish brother? He's owning, right? He's owning the pie. There's another word. He's pounding it. He's beasting it. I don't know all the shpach, but I got a lot of it. What? Mordechai will say to V'chulu ayin Mordechai. The Sefer HaMesechta. Yeah? So the shaila is, the Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. He's not ruling over the chocolate cream pie. The chocolate cream pie is ruling over him. He's a slave to the pie. Nebuch. He's a slave to the pie. Kam Zachia Shiloini. And he tells Yerovam ben Nevat, you want to rule over Klal Yisrael. Rule over your own tivus. If you'll be able to rule over your own tivus and not take everything for yourself, then you'll be a real ruler. Then you could be a king. He didn't mean, you'll pound whatever you see. Fakir. You'll rule over whatever you see. How do you rule over something? You don't let it control you. Ezu gibor, hakovish is yitzchak. And that's what Yerovam ben Nevat. Yerovam ben Nevat was, he was there for Yerovam ben Nevat. And that's why Chazal say, he was also Mariva Baum. He was really fighting the people. He was there for himself. It was the people versus him. It wasn't him for the people. It was him versus the people. And that's the name of Yerovam Shosa Mariva Baum.
I'm sorry.